100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a whole bunch of stories this week on the topic of plump. How would you like to listen to those stories? I would too. Here we go.
Rick Thomas here with this week's contribution to the prompt word plump on the weekly challenge. Pleasingly plump. Let me tell you something. A lot of guys go all crazy for these skinny little gals got no meat on them. No curves. Straight lines all the way from their chin to their ankles. Padded shoulders, padded bras, high heels, all give the illusion of curves where there ain't none. A big girl got curves. Girl curves. A big girl can cook. Serves up a proper plate. Big piles, tasty stuff. When things get close, hip bone to hip bone kind of hurts. I like a little cushion for the pushing. If you don't believe me now, you will someday.
Hi everyone, I hope you had a good week. Lizzie here, and here's my story. The herb expert always had a suggestion and a word of advice. And to lose weight, herbs, he took them all. And then the cramps, the headache, the nausea, the vomiting, he went to hospital. What did you take? This and that, he replied uneasy, this and that. When he got home, he took some more. He wanted to be elegant and fit into those tight jeans he bought by mistake. More cramps, more headaches, the nausea, oh, the nausea. Herbs for this, herbs for that. Enough. Fuck the jeans, he cried out loud. Fuck the expert. I like plump. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic plump, rather boringly called plump. Does my butt look big in this? She asked, straining to peer over her shoulder at the mirror. I tried being tactful. Well, perhaps a little, plump, maybe. Nobody's going to comment about it, though. I may as well have told her she resembled a zeppelin, judging by the response I got. I just want to look good for my first day on the job, she complained. I reassured her. You look absolutely perfect. And I can guarantee that no matter how slim someone might be, nobody ever looks their best when they're wearing a bomb disposal suit. Okay, I'm done. I'm off. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It's a myth that witches, who live in the woods, steal children, to fatten up, and eat. I never enjoyed my children plump. Far too fatty, and greasy for my liking. I much prefer them to be thin, and lean. They also produce the best kitty bacon. Hang them up to mature for a few weeks, then slice them thinly, and fry until crispy. You can't beat it, sandwiched between two thick slices of fresh bread with plenty of butter. The trouble is, with all this good eating, it's us witches who end up too plump for our own good.
Hello, not people. Tom here, and my story this evening is just saying. The old man sat on the porch, fully concentrating on a small piece of pine. Through the corner of his eye, he saw Billy making his way down the dirt road, dust flying from his feet, dragging stroll. "Hey, Billy," said Vern. "Hey, Vern," said Billy. "Where are you going?" "Waterhole." Billy had a black bamboo rod over his shoulder. Near perfect posture of the first card of the Major Arcana. That would be card zero for those arcanically inclined. "Going fishing." Vern shook his head. "Son, I think you're plumb out of luck on that one." "And sorry for the bad accent, but it's over. What happens next? Yes, I say goodnight. Goodnight, America. Wherever you are." Done.
Tor Robert Zaino here with a story on the word plump. In my young days, I was a stand-up comedian. I'd rant on the stage in seedy underground bars, and if I spotted some plump, middle-aged, middle-class git in the audience, I'd let rip at them until they left in tears. There's nothing like it. You can keep your cocaine and heroin. Hate is the best drug there is. Then I got spotted for TV, got my own show, raked in the money, and here I am, a plump, middle-aged git myself. You think that changes anything? I just hate on the young skinny gits who think they're proper stand-up comedians.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Young Adult Books Podcast. This is my entry for the 100 Words Weekly Challenge number 760 with a prompt of, plump. NaNoWriMo seems like it's harder work this year. 2 weeks down and I'm at 38,000 words. Here is this week's story. Durgle's wiener dog began to growl from his hiding place in his plump owner's overcoat. Bilbert cleared his throat. "Thank you, Mr. Vanderhunt, for speaking on my behalf, but I know my rights. I don't have to go anywhere with these jokers. Not without my parents' approval. I came here with the Wythie Bottoms and I'm going to wait here until Linoleamanda comes back out." One of the agents took Bilbert by the arm. "Like it or not, you're coming with us." He marched Bilbert toward the door. A car pulled up to the ER and Bilbert's mother got out. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ballpark Franks are probably the worst brand hot dogs at the store. They taste absolutely bland. Barely any meat or protein in them. You could almost call them vegan. And their marketing slogan is revolting. They plump when you cook them, just to let you know that the cereal fillers expand when cooked. They also plump when you leave them out on the counter. Not only do the cereal fillers expand in the moist air, but the minuscule meat content will putrefy and bloat, until they eventually explode from the casings. I wouldn't even feed these things to an animal. And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of plump. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week, and hopefully y'all will come back for next week's weekly challenge, which is Chainsaw. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for links to everybody's sites that they sent me, as well as text of the stories, an archive of previous weekly challenges, and, of course, instructions on how to be a part of the next one. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you all for listening, and as always, keep it brief.